Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get started, let's thank our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be doing this important work. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we got Jasmine Young, and she is with Southern Tax Prep. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing great. Before we get started, tell us a little bit about Southern Tax Prep. How are you serving folks?
So Southern Tax Preparation and Services is actually a full-service accounting firm here in Atlanta, Georgia. And of course, Tax Preparation Service is our flagship service. However, we do offer other accounting services such as bookkeeping, payroll, financial consulting, estate planning, basically anything accounting related, we offer it.
So now for the business owner out there, maybe the small business person out there, what's a reason to, you know, maybe not use one of those software tax preparation services and go with a human being helping you with your taxes?
So with using those softwares, a lot of people just enter in information. But what they fail to realize is if they don't know the tax law, they probably will miss out on a lot of deductions and credits that they're actually eligible for. And without knowing those laws, you would have no way of knowing how to enter that information into the system if you aren't aware that you're eligible for those deductions and credits. And also, a lot of people rely on a lot of outdated deductions to write off on their taxes. And if you don't know the tax law, then when you use that system, it doesn't tell you that what you're claiming is actually outdated, which could possibly cause you to be audited and end up owing more taxes than you would have otherwise had you used a tax professional. So the software basically is not a person that can tell you what you can and cannot claim to help you either minimize your tax liability or increase your tax savings. So it's very important to reach out to a tax professional in order to prepare your tax returns instead of just using the do-it-yourself systems.
Now, what are some of the common mistakes that a business owner taxpayer makes?
So we've already talked about one, which is relying on outdated tax write-offs. A lot of people spend money during the year expecting to write things off, such as, let's say, for instance, you're a nurse and you're planning to write off your uniforms. Well, that is a miscellaneous deduction that was eliminated back in 2018 when the tax reform started. So relying on outdated write-offs is one of the common mistakes that taxpayers make. Another one is actually getting a refund. A lot of people are under the misconception that getting a refund is the gist of filing your taxes, and that is not true. Basically, what it means when you get a refund is that you overpaid the government income taxes during the year. So you basically gave the government an interest-free loan on your money. Whereas had you adjusted your withholdings correctly and paid the right amount of tax during the year, you could have used that money during the year to invest in your retirement accounts, start another savings, or even go on vacation. So a lot of people make the mistake of wanting to get a big refund when in actuality, that's money that you could have used during the year, even to help just pay off bills or pay down debt. Another mistake that taxpayers make is using the wrong filing status. A lot of people don't understand the different filing status and who qualifies for each status. And in choosing the wrong status, it could also trigger you to be audited by the IRS, which could possibly result in you owing more taxes. So choosing the wrong filing status is pretty common, actually. One of the biggest ones is missing the tax deadline. The tax deadline, of course, is coming up in 2 days, actually. And a lot of people feel, oh, well, I owe, so I'm not going to file, or I'm just going to file an extension. That's another kind of mistake. They misunderstand what an extension is. So people think just because they file an extension that I have more time to pay, whereas filing an extension just gives you more time to file your taxes, not necessarily to pay. So a lot of people, either they miss the deadline completely or they file an extension thinking they have more time to pay, when in actuality, they don't. Another mistake is missing out on deductions and credits that they're eligible for. Like we stated earlier, they rely on those do-it-yourself systems. And of course, if you don't know the tax law, then you're not privy to those deductions and credits that are that you're eligible for. And they miss that, causing them to either owe more than they actually do or miss out on savings that they could have actually claimed on their tax return. And then the last mistake is not claiming all of their income. A lot of people think that, you know, well, I can choose what I can claim on my return, when in actuality, if you're receiving a form from a company, whether it's a W-2 or a 1099, the IRS already knows that you received it, because those entities that provided you that form have been required to provide that form to the IRS already. So if you fail to report that information, not only will the IRS ding you for that, but they'll add interest and penalties for failure to report all of your income and pay any tax that you may owe as a result. So those are some common mistakes that taxpayers make.
So now let's talk about your backstory. How did you know you were going to be in accounting? When did that kind of, when did you become drawn to accounting?
Oh, wow. So as a child, I was always counting everything. I counted my steps. I would even count food particles on my plate, like weird things. I think I was kind of OCD a little bit, but I always knew that I was going to be an accountant because I love to count things. And I like to count money. And also, I was the captain of my high school football basketball team, one of the captains, and we had to choose the uniforms for the team, and it was three of us. I was one of three co-captains, and I made the comment to the other two co-captains, well, whatever uniforms and shoes you guys pick, you know, just let me know and I'll pay for it. And the response I received was, well, everybody's not fed with a silver spoon like you, Jasmine. And it kind of bothered me as a child, because I was like, hey, I'm not fed with a silver spoon. I came from a two-parent home. My father was a sanitation engineer and my mom worked at Walmart at the time. And they basically taught me financial literacy at an early age just by their hard work, them continuing to learn the things that they didn't know about financial education, and them being accountable to one another to reach the financial goals that they set for our family. So that was, to my friends, you know, that appeared to be a silver spoon. And I just wanted to take what I learned from my parents and give it to everyone else, those that may not have gotten the foundation that I received from my family. I wanted to be able to provide that to everybody that I came into contact with. And that's how Southern Tax was born.
Now, why did you choose to be kind of self-employed and go your own way rather than work for one of the big firms or, you know, be part of a larger group?
It's kind of weird. I kind of always knew it was something that I wanted to do. I wanted to be a business owner. My goal has always been to turn the Big Four into the Big Five. So I knew immediately that, you know, working for either one of the Big Four organizations was not my plan. So I kind of went into undergrad with the idea of, when I get this degree, it's going to put me where I need to be in order to have my own organization.
So pretty early on, you knew that was your path and you were just figuring out a way to make that a reality?
Make it happen. Absolutely.
So now, as kind of entrepreneur and self-employed, what have you learned that you can help other business owners out? That, because even being someone that's as smart as you are about the number side of business, business is kind of art and science.
It is. One of the things that I've learned the most is that people don't buy a service or a product, they buy you. And I always lead my services with education. teaching people, you know, why it's important for you to file your taxes. What's the purpose of taxes? Why is it important for you to be financially literate? And once I have that conversation with my prospective clients, then the sales and the revenue easily follows, because I'm not selling you what we can do for you. I'm basically explaining to you how you can become financially literate and basically establish or maintain generational wealth, not only for you, but for your family and your the generations to follow. So I've learned that in teaching people, people will follow you and they will support you. And that's my goal, is to spread financial literacy around the globe. It just happens to be through services.
Now, it sounds like you're one of those folks that believe that you want to be a trusted advisor. You want to be involved in your client's kind of financial life year round, not just have them show up at April 15th with a box load of receipts.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's very important to have a CPA around or a financial advisor around year round, because I like to tell people that certified public accountants and financial advisors, these are relational based services. You get more from your trusted advisor the more they know about you, versus you coming in, you know, today and saying, hey, I need my taxes filed. Whereas if I've known you for the whole year, then I knew you had a baby this year. I knew that you took out a loan from your retirement account to purchase a home. Those type things reflect on your taxes. You have a new tax filing status. If you're single and you just had a baby, that changes your tax filing status. Or if you purchased a home last year, that's a deduction on your tax return. Whereas if I don't know you and we haven't had a relationship throughout the year, if you don't provide that information to your professional, then they may not be apt to ask you, you know, what life events happened during the year that could possibly affect your tax position. So it's very important to have a relationship with a CPA or a certified financial advisor throughout the year. A lot of people get tax preparation and tax filing confused. Tax preparation is year round. We're working all through the year, you know, monitoring your withholdings, keeping up with your life events to see how it's going to affect your tax position at the end of the year, versus filing your taxes, which only happens once a year, and that's by the tax deadline. So it's very important to have a relationship with those trusted advisors so that you can get all the deductions and credits that you're eligible for.
So now, what is the sweet spot for a perfect client for you? Is it a business owner? Is it a person that's just working for somebody that needs their taxes done? Like, what's your ideal client look like?
My ideal clients, of course, I serve the individuals that work the regular 9-to-5s and they just have the W-2s and regular, you know, normal expenses to file on their taxes. But I absolutely love working with small business owners, those that are starting their entrepreneur life and they aren't, you know, sure what to do as it relates to taxes or what to do as it relates to accounting and keeping up with their books and making sure that their business is in compliance with all laws and regulations. So I love startups or those businesses that have just been around for a couple of years and, you know, it's still kind of rocky and they're needing the guidance to make sure that they have a solid foundation in their business. So I absolutely love small businesses.
So now if a small business person's out there and they want to have a more substantive conversation with you or somebody on your team, what's the website?
They can actually go to www.southerntaxprep.com. And if you'd like to book a consultation, you can do that at www.southerntaxprep.com/services. We do offer free consultations as well.
Good stuff. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story. You're doing important work.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We'll see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, this work would not be possible without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. Please support them so we can continue to share these stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.